From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. After a dry winter, reduced water availability has led Central Valley farmers in California to plant fewer crops and water districts to seek additional supplies as state and federal agencies dispute management in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. Federal and state water projects expect to deliver only 20% supplies to most agricultural customers. Water agencies say the wet winter of a year ago prevented even more severe cuts. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced a nationwide extension of another key flexibility for USDA's child nutrition programs. This waiver allows local partners who have been working overtime serving meals to kids during the health crisis the ability to continue serving meals to all children, regardless of where they live, for the remainder of the summer. The action is part of USDA's ongoing commitment to making it as easy as possible for local program operators to get food to children impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Perdue also says meatpacking plants across America are operating at more than 95% of their average capacity. Perdue tells AgWeb.com he applauds the safe reopening of critical infrastructure meatpacking facilities across the United States. He says as of Tuesday morning, beef facilities are operating 98%, pork facilities at 95%, and pork facilities are operating at 98% of their capacity compared to the same time last year. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.